Your busy day got you stressed out? Sit back, relax, and get ready for a smooth ride with DJ Diesel.
Good afternoon, it's currently 3:08. I'm your host, DJ Diesel, better known as Navy Petty Officer Cryan Van Diesel. And we have Gabby from UMGC today. How are you doing today?
As I said, oh, now you can hear me. That's better. No, definitely good. I am hanging out at the UMGC office, so it's been a chill day.
How's your week been going so far? What's been the highlight?
The highlight. Actually, my kids had basketball games through the MWR, and just getting to see them play, and both of them won, so it was great.
Well, that's always a great experience, being able to cheer both of them on. I would always say my mom growing up would hate when one of us would win and then the other one would lose, and she's like, felt very conflicted. She's like, I don't know whether to be sad or happy because one of my sons won, one lost, but it's great to hear that both of them won.
Yeah, that's definitely hard. You have to usually have the conversation separately, be like, you did great, and then we'll do better. They cheated or something along those lines.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. What are we going to be getting into today?
So today we're just going to talk about how do you apply to UMGC, attending a new student orientation, what is a tentative evaluation, and then what classes we're offering.
Sounds like a lot. Can't wait to get into that. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Signal, the station serving America's best. And I'm here with Gabby, and we're going to be talking about requirements from joining UMGC. Can you go over those for me?
Yeah, of course. So in order to apply to our university, you need to make sure that you are active duty and have dependents, or you can also be a DOD civilian, a contractor, and their dependents as well. We also offer applications for U.S. State Department personnel, as well as veterans and NATO-sponsored personnel that it's not a citizen of the duty station that we're at, so not a citizen of Italy.
So when it comes to applying, do you do it online or in person, or how does that work?
Yeah, so you actually apply online at europe.umgc.edu, or you can stop by our office, and we'll definitely assist you from the beginning all the way to the end.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. It's always great to have someone there with you. But when it comes to selecting degrees, how does that work? Which ones are offered?
Okay, so yeah, we definitely have certificate programs. We have associate degrees. We have bachelor's degrees. You can even get a graduate degree, a master's program. It all depends where you're at in your educational career. So once you apply to the program that you're at, we can kind of guide you through the steps in terms of requesting your transcripts, how to request for tuition assistance, how to navigate a class, what is the best class option for you. There's so many things that we can definitely help you with.
And for someone that really hasn't gone to school yet or doesn't really know where to start or which degree, what would be the easiest recommendation for a good starting degree?
I definitely recommend an associate's. That is a general studies degree. You're going to need that for a bachelor's as well, but it covers the core classes such as math, writing, an art class. You can do a language class. We also have a random class. So Italian 101. You can also do a Spanish class. So there's so many different classes that you can start with. And once you do all those general education requirements, you can kind of get an idea. Oh, okay, I like math. Or no, I really like this criminal justice class I took. So it's definitely a good starting point.
Definitely sounds great. Sounds very diverse. It kind of sounds like freshman year of high school, where you kind of just try everything and then you can kind of specialize later on.
Yeah, definitely. It's exactly like that. Because it is hard to make a choice. It's kind of like, okay, well, what do you want to do with your life? And then you're just kind of like, you know, I just want to take a class and see how it feels. Definitely the general studies does that for you.
And when it comes to registering for these classes and registering for college, what resources do you need or information do you need to provide?
So when you, after you apply and you send all your transcripts, we sit down, talk together. Okay, do you want to try an on-site class? Typically, that means an in-person class here on AS1. Do you want to try a hybrid? So hybrids are via Zoom. So you can Zoom in from your house to a professor that might be in Spain, that might be in Germany. Or you can do fully online, and that's kind of like at a self-pace. You will have a professor attached to the class who will give you deadlines. But it's you doing the reading material, you watching the videos. It's more at a pace where you don't really interact with other students.
Honestly, it sounds great. There's just so many options. So there's just so many different types of learning styles that can be used here. So it feels like there's not just one thing. So if that type of learning isn't for you, you're just out of luck. It sounds great. But we'll definitely be coming back and talking more about the on-site class when we come back in the spring. And we're here to talk about on-site classes coming up in the spring. Can you give me some details about that?
Yeah, definitely. We have quite a few. A couple that I can list. We have Italian. We have a understanding movies. We have a fancy one, information systems and organizations. We also have some writing as well as a government class.
Can you give me a breakdown that first one you talked about real quick?
Was it writing or Italian?
The writing one.
Okay. Yeah, so we have right now for our upcoming term that starts March 12th, we have advanced technical writing. So anybody that is going to pursue a bachelor's needs to take an advanced writing class. So this class specifically is project-based, and it teaches you how to write technical documents for a variety of different audiences.
Oh, yeah. And I saw you also had like a mathematical literacy class that was coming up, too.
Yeah. So we have Math 105, and that is for non-science or non-math related majors. So if you are going in for an associate's and you don't plan on doing like a STEM-based major, it's the perfect class. They go over all the different math related topics, and your professor is on site. So he is there to help you with the math homework. He is there to help you get through the textbooks as well.
That definitely sounds wonderful, because I'm going to be honest, when it comes to math, sometimes you can't figure out, you definitely need someone to help you with it.
Yeah, same for me. I like the traditional, let me see what my professor has to say about this. So,
about the Italian classes, I assume that's a pretty common and popular one here. What is the professor like for that class?
So we actually have a local professor. His name's Professor Visaloco. So he lives out in town in Catania, and he comes twice a week to teach Italian 1, which is just the introduction course, and Italian 2, which is the second part of that.
Honestly, it sounds wonderful. And when we come back, we'll be wrapping it up with UMGC. So with being a program coordinator at UMGC, what exactly is your normal day-to-day like, and what does your job do, for those that don't know?
So essentially, as a coordinator, I am with students in the beginning of when they come in and they don't know exactly what degree they want to do or where they want to start. So I help students then. I help students when they're in the middle, when they've already submitted an application. Now they need to figure out, how am I going to pay for school? So I help them with financial aid, tuition assistance, my CAA, or any other form of tuition assistance from the Air Force or the Army. And then at the end of their classes or the middle, I'm there also for support if they need help with a professor, or if they're confused on an assignment, or if they're like, you know what, I really don't like this class and I need to drop it. So I'm there to support them with that as well. And at the end of the class, just the feedback from them, I'm there just to make sure, like, okay, was this a good fit for you? Do you want to change your major? What are the different options that you have now if you want to do this versus that? I also help if you have issues with financial aid, if you have any form of issues with the tuition assistance process, I can help you figure out who to contact and where to go.
Well, that sounds great. It sounds like you can do almost everything to help people out.
Yeah, definitely. It's a variety. We always end up having like unicorn situations too, where I'm learning myself, oh, okay, we can go around this loophole so that we can get this student where they need to be.
And I remember when we were talking off air a little bit, you said there's some students that are kind of like ghosts. You kind of see them enroll and you never really hear from them. What are some common problems you see that they run into that they have to bring to you last minute?
Yeah, definitely. We have students that are absolutely amazing and they're able to enroll in themselves. But unfortunately, sometimes they can find themselves in a situation when they're about to graduate. And sometimes they're like, oh, well, I did all my classes, but they didn't meet certain university requirements. So they would have to take an additional course or do something else. So it is important to stop by and speak to us so that we can make sure you're on the right track, especially if you are getting close to graduation.
Man, sounds absolutely great. You know, you got to keep an eye on it. It's not bad to talk to people. Sometimes asking for a little bit of help just to confirm is a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. And some students don't even know that they can apply for FAFSA. So if you do have tuition assistance, you can get FAFSA on top of that. So that money goes back into your pocket if you qualify for any of the grants. So a lot of students, you know, if they don't come in, we're able to tell them this extra stuff. Hey, yeah, you can get extra money if you apply for FAFSA. Just so, yeah, stop by the office. We definitely want to help you. We have all these resources. We have this knowledge where we can make it easier for you and help you get the best financial package.
Speaking of financial packages and knowledge, we'll be talking about TA when we come back after the break. And we're back to talk about TA. So can you talk to us through the process of applying for TA?
Yeah, actually, there's different ways to go about it depending what branch you're in. For the Navy, the first thing that you do is let your command know and ask for approval. Certain commands have certain things that you may need to meet prior to starting classes. That's usually where you first start. And then after that step, you complete a training. It's called Virtual 101, and it essentially goes over the Navy College program. And then after that, you get an education plan and you speak with a Navy College counselor. And they assist you with the process on the expectation of requesting TA, what happens if you miss the deadline, and things like that. And once you are approved by a Navy College counselor, then you can enroll in classes, and then you do have to submit, and sorry, I actually didn't even say what TA stood for. TA is tuition assistance. And so after you get approved from the Navy College, you will submit a voucher to your command approver, and they'll approve the voucher, and that's how you fund your class.
What about for other branches? How is it different for them?
I would actually say some of them are a little bit easier than the Navy. So the Air Force, they have a built-in community college already. So if they are using the community college, all they have to do is get the class approved online through the Air University. And if they're not using that community college, it's the same thing. They will just need an education plan, and then they just request for a specific course. They don't have to speak to, like, obviously, like, call someone and do these extra steps. It's all online that they can do themselves at home. And similar to the Army as well. So in the Army, you have Army Ignited, and there you would apply for TA as well using your education plan, and you would submit a request for a certain course.
Wow, it definitely is a diverse way to do things. But it's just great that they have programs like this to help us go to school, and then maybe military will pay for it.
Yeah, actually, so it's the tuition assistance, and then you have the community colleges that are associated with the branch. And they also have specific programs for a specific rank. So, like, if you are already have a bachelor's and have a master's program, they have a special program for you, too. There's definitely a lot of opportunities if you go looking for them.
Yeah, and when we come back, we'll definitely be talking about how to contact UMGC. Gabby, it's been a wonderful interview. It's been great to talk to you, and honestly, a great experience to, like, learn more about applying for college. You know, definitely I'm going to have to get into that eventually. I don't know why I keep putting it off, because you keep telling me, giving me all these amazing resources. I definitely have to get on it. And for those listening, you definitely have to get after it too, because I know a ton of you are probably doing the same thing as me, putting it off. Like, you just need to start it and start the process and get started. And, for starting the process, can you give your information, how to reach you, and where you can find you?
Yeah, definitely. So we are located at the NAS 1 office above the post office. We are available there Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. And we also have an office at the barracks in room 229A. We are available Mondays and Wednesdays, 8 to 4:30 as well. If it's hard for you to come in, you can also send us a Facebook message. So if you log on to Facebook and search Sigonella UMGC, we definitely update that. So you can contact us there as well.
Yep, they have so many ways of trying to contact us. All you guys just got to do it. And I know we're all responsible, and we just need to make sure we do it. And thanks for coming out again once more.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay tuned, because up next, your news and sports, followed by some more of the After Now. Bye. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, station serving America's best.